guessed it, friends. That's the music of a bagpipe. Yes, in spite of all that's been said about it, the bagpipe is a musical instrument. But here's something that it is not, an odd fact, too. It is not a Scotch instrument, even though there's a young Scotchman here playing it for me. Today, of course, the bagpipe is used to play the songs and marches of the Scottish lands, like the Cock of the North. The bagpipe really came from ancient Egypt. The Egyptians introduced it to the Persians, and they to the Greeks and Romans. In the Middle Ages, the bagpipes were used in monasteries and churches to play religious chants, like this. The Roman legions used the bagpipes to supply their marching music, and they introduced it to the British Isles during the invasion. Incidentally, a picture of the bagpipe appears on an old Roman coin of Emperor Nero's time. As a matter of fact, Nero was a very proficient performer on the instrument, and in spite of all the stories you hear told, Nero never fiddled while Rome burned. In the first place, Nero was a bagpiper, not a fiddler. In the second place, the fiddle had not yet been invented. And in the third place, Nero was in his villa at Antium, 50 miles away, and did not return to the city until it was in ashes. As you know by now, the Scotch bagpipe sounds like this. In Switzerland, they have a very similar instrument, which they call the Dudelsack, sounding thusly. The French, of course, have their famous instrument, the musette. It has a tone like this. And the Ukrainians have their duty, which sounds like this. But I've been fooling you. Even with all these different names, the bagpipes, the Dudelsack, the musette, and the duty, are basically the same instrument. And because they were invented by the Egyptians, they are not Scotch at all. That's all for this time. This is the reporter of Hard Facts speaking.